carry on our saint today. Very good. Our recording has started. Lord, we pray that you'll help us.
主啊，我们祷告，祈求您来帮助我们。
We are just a very feeble people, Lord. We need your understanding that comes from your truth as we study the Bible.
我们知道我们是非常弱小的。我们当我们学习圣经的时候，我们知道我们的理解都是从您那里来的。
And so, Lord, we're praying that you'll just teach us today.
主啊，我们帮祈求您今天教导我们。
You are a bountiful God, and our prayer is just like that Syrophoenician woman. Our prayer is that we will take the crumbs that fall from your table today, and that we will all be richly blessed.
您是一个极其富有的神，我们祷告是，我们就像那个西罗提贝那样的一个女妇女一样，我们只是吃一下。从桌上掉下来的面包屑，这样我们所有的人都可以变得富有的福气。
So help us as we study this afternoon, we pray.
在我们今天下午学习时候，求您帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, thank you to all for being here today.May the Lord continue to bless us. We were studying in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
非常感谢大家今天来参加这样的学习。我们一直在学习提摩太前书的第三章。
A couple of weeks ago, Ling Mei asked us a question relating to the children of Israel and their position before the Lord, why they didn't go into the promised land.
这几个星期前你没问的这样一个问题，就是说那个以色列人他们为什么有些人站在神的面前却进不了迦南应许之地。
And we read the verse at the end of Hebrews chapter 3,that says, so we see that they were not able to enter the promised land because of their unbelief.
所以呢，我们在希伯来书第三章第十九节读到的，这样看来，他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故。
And so, Ling Mei's question really relates to the ongoing questions that we have, and that are, how do we know for sure that our belief is sufficient?
所以呢，这另类的问题呢，实际上和我们下面通常有的这个问题是相关的，因为我们怎么知道我们的信心是足够的进到天堂？
And is it true?That our belief is sufficient, or is it true that we have eternal life, or is it true that we can get life and then lose it again?
因为这个是真的，我们是有足够的信心可以这样的。但是另外一个就是说，是不是我们的有永生是真的呢？是不是我们有了永生？又失去，这也是一个真的呢。
And it's very, very difficult for us to clearly understand the answers to those questions.
对我们来说是很难有一个非常明确的理解对这样的问题。
The simple answer is we just continue to believe. He has promised.To honor our belief.
简单的答案就是我们一直保持我们去信，信了呢，因为神他已经应许了，他要去保证我们这样的信心，给我们这样信心的奖赏。
It is true that he knows who the Christians are. We don't always know who the Christians are, but he does.
这个呢是真的，就是神，只有神知道谁是基督徒，但是我们自己不知道谁是基督徒。
And the book of Romans tells us that we have inside information.
因为罗马书告诉我们，我们有内在的信息。
So Romans 8 says that his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we really are the children of God.
因为罗马书第八章说呢，神的圣灵，就是，保证我们的圣灵，是保证我们是神的儿子。
So we know, because of the inside information from the Bible and from the conviction of the Spirit.
因为我们也知道在圣经里面的信息，也知道，神的圣灵给我们的证据。
But the world doesn't know and can't understand.
世界呢，他们却不知道，他们也不理解。
So when Norma was talking to a priest many years ago about the fact that you can know that you're going to heaven.
因为呢Norma 呢以前呢跟一个祭司讨论过，就说你怎么知道你能去天堂。
And the priest said, you can't know for sure.
那个祭司呢说呢你不能确定。
And she said, Mr. Priest, I'm awfully sorry, but I do know for sure.
因为他跟那个祭司说，祭司先生非常，抱歉，我真的知道是确定的。
And so the priest said to her, little girl, I don't know what you've got, but you must never give it up.
因为那个，当时那个祭司就跟那个小女孩说，我不知道你学到了什么，但是你永远不要放弃。
That's the position we're in. We know what God has given us. Others don't know, they don't see. But we have, first of all, that inner conviction. That is Romans chapter 8, and it is verse number, I'm just looking it up now. Romans 8, and, Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
第十六节，罗马书八章第十六节说，圣灵与我们心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So that's very good, very encouraging. The Spirit gives us rest.
因为这是非常好的，也非常令人鼓舞，因为圣灵呢给了我们平安。
The other great proof is that our faith in the Lord proves that we have faith. How can I say that? It's continuing in the things of God that prove that we really are the Lord's.
因为这里呢，他讲到的呢，是因为我们的信心证明了我们确实是在主里面。
But it is possible that we could be like the Jewish people.
因为就是有这种可能，是我们就像那个犹太人那样。
These Jewish people basically said, because we are Jewish people, we are true believers in the Lord.
因为这些犹太人说呢，因为我们是犹太人，所以我们是真的信徒在主里的。
And the writer to the Hebrews has to go back to them and say, listen, just because you're coming along with all the other Hebrew believers, that doesn't mean to say you've got faith.
因为这个希伯来书的作者呢，说呢，这个因为并不是因为你们 你们一直和这些犹太人一直有这样的一个历史，并不能证明你们这就有信心。
So when I was a boy, many of my friends said they were Christians because their parents were Christians. They were friends with our group. Our group always did things that we should be doing for the Lord. They said, I must be a Christian because I'm in that group.
因为当他是个小男孩时呢，他的很多朋友们呢都说他们是基督徒。他们是基督徒的原因就是他们的父母是基督徒，而且他们一直和这样一个小组，他们一直服侍主的小组在一起。他如果说他在这样的情况下，他一定就是个基督徒。
But in fact, when they got to be old enough to make their own decisions, many of them did not follow the Lord because in their hearts they did not believe.
实际上呢，事实上呢，当他们长大了以后呢，这些孩子们可以自己做出决定的时候呢，他们就不是一个基督徒了，因为他们从心里本来就不信。
So the question is, because they turned away in later life, does that mean that they were Christians and then they lost their faith, or does it mean they never had it?And that's why they lost it.
那实际上呢，这个里面讲到的呢，这些人呢，他们是不是说他们曾经是基督徒，然后他们长大了以后呢，他们又不是基督徒，或者是说就是他们从刚开始就不是，后来就不是了。
So the teaching of the New Testament is that if you've got eternal life, it's eternal.
所以呢，圣经的教导呢就是这样的：如果你得到了永生，那就是永远的生命。
And you cannot lose it.
你不可能失去它。
But if you never had it, it can appear for a long time that you do have it.
但是呢，如果你从来就没有永生，但是在很长一段时间呢。看起来好像你有永生。
So my friends went to church with me.
所以他的朋友跟他一起去教会。
My friends went to Bible camp with me.
他朋友跟他一起去圣经的营会。
My friends memorized the verses and they sang the hymns, but they hadn't asked the Lord Jesus to be their Savior.They hadn't turned to him in belief. They'd just gone along.
实际上呢，他们呢也背经文，他们也唱赞美诗，但是呢，他们却是从来就没有先称他是个基督徒，也没有接受主耶稣基督为他的个人救主，所以他们就是从来就没有信心过，没有永生。
And so there were two things going on in Israel in the days of the apostles.
所以呢，那个有两件事在那个使徒时代的时候呢，发生在以色列人身上。
There were many people who refused the Lord Jesus, wouldn't have anything to do with them, and they were happy that their leaders had killed him.
所以呢，实际上呢，有很多人呢，他们拒绝了主耶稣基督，他们就不想跟那个主耶稣基督有任何的关系，他们也非常乐意他们的领导人把主耶稣基督给杀害了。
But then there were many others who said, no, Jesus is real, this is probably, and so they began to follow the teaching of the Lord Jesus. In particular, they began to followThe Christians.
实际上呢，另外一部分人呢说呢，主耶稣基督是真的，所以他们就跟随主耶稣基督。实际上呢，在另一个特别的方面呢，他们跟随主的教导，也跟随当时的基督徒。
And they followed the Christians in many respects for some time after the apostles began to preach. They began to follow.
因为他们一直跟随着那些基督徒，基督徒有一段时间， 直到那些使徒们开始讲道的时候。
But they did not really believe.
但是他们从来没有真的信过。
And many of them went back then to their old Hebrew traditions. They knew about the Lord Jesus. They had learned of him. They'd walked with him. They'd seen the miracles, but in their heart, they never did believe.
所以很多人呢，他们又回到了他们犹太的那个社区里面去，因为这些人呢，他们听过主的教导，也相信过主，也就是看过主神行的神迹，但是从他们的内心深处，从来没有真正的信过主。
In that respect, they were like the children of Israel in the days of Moses.
所以呢，从这个方面来看呢，这些人呢，就跟当时在摩西那个年代，在那个旷野里的那些以色列人是一样的。
They all went along with the, they went along with the program. But they didn't really believe God. They just believed the miracles. They believed it was good to be with the others on the program.
所以呢，他们实际上呢，他们跟随了这个项目一起。他们，但是呢，他们从来没有信神，他们相信的只是神迹。
So the issue is for us, do I really believe?Did I really get saved? When I got saved, did I say, Lord, I believe? Or did I say, I'm just going along for the ride?
那实际上呢，问题对我们来说，我是真的信吗？我是得救了吗？我还是就说，我只是搭了一个顺风车了。
And so the Hebrews had to be asked the question over and over again,Are you going to continue to go to serve the Lord? Or are you going to go back to the Hebrew ways?
希伯来人呢，他们一直在被问这样一个问题：你是要继续呢跟随主呢，还是回到你们犹太人的那个传统呢？
So I kind of think that gets at part of Ling Mei's question.But Ling Mei's question is a big question.
因为他一直在考虑利梅的这个问题，但是呢，利梅的问题是一个很大的一个问题。
Do I believe? And if I believe, will I always believe? And the answer is, if I am born again, I'm in God's family. If I'm not born again, I'm not in God's family.
因为问题就是呢，如果我信了，我就一直就是信的；如果我重生了，进入神的家庭，那我就是重生了。
So you go back to ask the question, did I get born again when I thought I did? And if not, you say, I'm not sure, I choose to believe today.
所以呢，你就说呢，这又回到这样问题，我是不是认为我重生了呢？而且我没有重生呢。如果你真的没有重生，那么今天你就要开始重生了。
So the question is often about others, but not terribly important for ourselves. Because if there's any doubt in your heart or life, whether you are truly born again, then get saved now.
实际上的问题呢，通常呢，我们都是看着别人。但是重点呢，是你要看着自己。如果在你自己内心有任何的疑惑，就是说你是不是重生了，你是不是得救了，那么你今天就马上要得救。
You may have questions about the other person, but you can't do much for them. What you can do is follow the counsel in the book of Hebrews, which is don't be like those who just went along.Be like those who say, yes, I believe. Be a Joshua, be a Caleb, and say, I believe the promises of God. I'm going to follow him today.
实际上呢，如果说是 看别人有没有问题，那你其实让你做不了什么，但是你能做的呢，就是在你自己身上，你自己今天呢，你就是按照希伯来书的这样的教义，就是说你不要像那些人一直跟随着主的，后来又回去了，你要像那些一直的跟着主一直走下去的坚持下去，就像约书亚，就像 Caleb 那样，也要一直的保持着信主。
All right, so that's not a very adequate answer, but it is a partial answer.
这个呢，不是一个很能说会道的一个答案，但是呢，其实一部分的答案。
If there is any question in your heart whether you are saved or not, then get saved now.
所以呢，如果在你的内心深处有任何的疑惑，你是得救了还是没得救，那你是现在就得救。
Because the simple truth of God is, if you are saved, you are in the family of God, and you can never be removed from it any more than you can cease to be your father's son or daughter.
实际上呢，这个事呢，就是如果你得救呢，你就进入了神的家庭，你永远不可能被从神的家庭里移去，就像你永远不可能不是你父亲的儿子或者是女儿。
All right, now Eric Peterson has been addressing this question at the ministry meeting on Sunday mornings for the last 2 weeks.
所以呢，那个 Eric Peterson 呢，他一直在星期天的那个上午服事的那个讲道里，前面两个星期一直在讲这个主题。
And he's going to be looking at it again this Sunday. It is important. Can you be saved today and lost tomorrow?
所以呢，实际上他会继续讲，在这个星期天讲的就是说呢，你有可能得救了，然后又失去了吗？
And the answer is no, you can't. But it is possible for you to think that you are saved today and you're not.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，你得救了，就不可能失去。但是呢，是可能的，就是说，你在你内心里想，你觉得你得救了，但是确实你没有得救。
And if that's the case, then get saved today.
如果是这样的话呢，那么今天呢，你就得救。
All right, so having said that, we're going to go back to 1 Timothy chapter
3. 所以呢，要说这些呢，我们要回到提摩太前书的第三章。
And we've been looking at some of these basic principles relating to the church in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
因为我们在提摩太前书第三章呢，讲到了呢，有些是关于教会的。
And we talked a little bit last week about the character of the overseer, the elder, the pastor in the assembly.
所以前面这个星期呢，我们一直在谈到呢，谈了一点点关于那个监督的，在教会里的监督的资格。
And in every church,There are to be those men who are elders, pastors, teachers, all the same people. There are to be many of those in every church.
因为呢，实际上呢，在那个很多的那个，在每个教会里都有很多这样的，是监督还有执事的这样的职分。
Similarly, there are to be many.Servants of the Lord in every church.
因为呢，实际上呢，相同的，在每一个教会里呢，都有一些服事的仆人。
In the New Testament English translations, the word is very often translated deacons.
所以呢，在英语的翻译里，在很多英语的翻译里，在教会里通常翻译成执事。
And the word deacon simply means a worker, a servant, someone who does the work in the assembly.
因为呢，这个执事的那个意义呢，基本上呢，就是一个工作的人和一个服侍的这些人在教会里，是那些在教会里工作和服侍的人。
In many churches, there are big confusions regarding church hierarchy and administration.
因为在很多的教会里呢，他们都有这样的一个问题，他们就是看谁的级别高低。
And so they've taken the word deacon and they've made a special position or several special positions of people who are deacons.
因为他们把这个执事呢，他们就做了一个职位，职位或者几个不同的职位，在这个职位上的，他们把这个职位上的人呢，称为执事。
And so, in some churches, they have lots of hierarchy, and then over the church, they may have a priest or a pastor who's basically the main preacher, the boss in the church.
因为实际上呢，在有些教会里呢，他们有很多不同的级别，他们在执事上面呢，有那个祭司，有那些牧师，他们把这样的人呢，实际上呢，作为他们这些执事的老板，更高一层的老板。
Sometimes they even give them special clothes to wear so that they look different, so that people will acknowledge that they really are special.
因为是有的时候呢，他们甚至给他们不同的职位的人呢，穿不一样的衣服，这样呢，当别人看到他们穿的衣服的时候，就知道他们是住在一个什么样的职位，是什么样的一个特别的人物。
And then they treat the people who do the work in the church, they often call them deacons, and they've made them into a special group of people.
因为实际上呢，他们把那些在教会做工的人呢，称为执事，然后呢，让他们自己就成为一个特别的一群的人。
Their logic may go like this. In the Old Testament, there were priests, and then there were Levites, and then there were the congregation, the people of God.
因为他们的逻辑是这样的，在旧约时代呢，有祭司，最高祭司，然后呢，就是立位人，在下面呢，才是会众。
But in the New Testament, it's not really so.The New Testament says there are saints or believers, where all saints are believers.
因为在新约时代呢，我们讲的呢，所有的人呢，就是信徒和圣徒。
Then there are some saints or believers who do the work.
然后呢，其中一些圣徒和信徒呢，他们只是去做，多做一些工作。
So how many of the saints...How many of the Christians should be working in the congregation?
因为在会众里呢，有多需要多少圣徒来工作呢？
And the answer is, well, we all should, shouldn't we?
所以呢，答案是我们所有的圣徒都应该工作，是不是？
If there's a job to do, surely I could help, I could do something.
如果是真的那里有个工作我能去做，那我就应该去做。
And so we say, all right, if there's a job to do, I would like to do it, please. And the Spirit of God says, all right, Harold, if you want to work, that's fine. But there are standards of behavior. There are standards of character and conduct that every worker for the Lord Jesus in the church should follow.
那实际上呢，那你如果说有一个工作，我说 Harold 的时候，我愿意去做，我愿意去做。那个圣灵说那是好的 ，Harold， 如果你愿意去做的话，但是你要去做那些工作的话呢，那么我们就有一些标准，都有一些准则，有一些那些工作的东西你需要去跟随。
Now the responsibilities of the elders, the character of the elders is to be up here. The character of the deacons is also to be very high. Character of the deacons or the servants in the church, that's to be high too.
实际上呢，作为教会的长老监督呢。 他们应该有的品格和他们应该有的那些行为准则呢，是非常高的。但是那个做执事的呢，他们的品格和他们的行为准则也非常高。但是呢，如果说你是教会的会众，你对你来说，你的品格和你的准则也是同样的高的。So
you and I say, well, if that's the case, I want to make sure that I am the kind of character that qualifies for this high position of serving the Lord.
所以你说呢，如果是这样的话呢，那么我就应该说呢，当我要做这些高的、高标准的神工作后，我应该有那样的。 品格和那样的行为准则来去做。
Now, the verse is going to, we're going to start reading verse 8, and it says, deacons likewise are to be men, and there is a sense in which the deacons are men, but women have the same privilege of serving the Lord, and the same responsibility of character is for them too.
所以呢，实际上这里讲的做执事的也是如此。这里英文讲的是男人，所以做这些做执事的呢，应该是男人。但是作为女人来说呢，你应该有同样的那样的品格，也有同样的那样的行为标准去服侍神。Okay,
so what do we know about them? Servants likewise are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, not pursuing dishonest gain.
所以这里讲到的呢，做执事的呢，这对这样的人有什么样的要求呢？必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。
So I'm going to tell you another personal story.
我要告诉大家另外一个人的一个老的故事。
We had a few things a couple of weeks ago that we did not need, so we took them to the Salvation Army Goodwill Center.
因为几个星期前我们有些东西我们不需要的，所以呢，我们就把它们送到了那个救世军的那个储藏的中心。
These people collect materials donated by the public. They sell them at a thrift store, and they use the profits to help people in need.
这些人呢，他们从社会上呢收集那些不要的东西，然后呢把他们卖给二手店，然后卖给二手店赚来的钱呢，然后去帮助那些有需求的人。
It's all run by the Salvation Army Church.
所以呢，这所有的都是在一个叫救世军教会的领导下。And
the Salvation Army Church at their foundation do a good job. They often preach the gospel very clearly.
所以呢，那些老的旧的时候，这些救世军教会呢，他们通常是在传福音的道，而且他们也做了很好的工。
And Norma and I found out a few years ago that our great-grandmother was a woman of God and served diligently in the Salvation Army Church.
所以呢，Norma跟她呢，他们发现呢，她的一个奶奶在很久以前呢，她当时是一个属神的妇女，然后她一直在救世军教会里面服侍。
So I went to this thrift store and I gave a box of things to the people and I gave them to the man who was receiving them.
因为实际上呢，我就带了一盒子的东西来到那个二手店里，然后我就给他给那个来接收 捐赠的那个人。
He was and is a servant in that particular church.
实际上呢，在那个他是一个在那个特定的教会里面的一个服侍的人。
I listened to him talk. He used some very, very bad language. He said some awful words.
所以呢，我在听他跟别人交谈的时候呢，他用了一种非常非常粗鲁的、坏的、不好的语言。
I rebuked him and I said, you can't talk like that. That's not the words that Salvation Army would want you to speak. Those words aren't glorifying Jesus. Why would you talk like that?
现在我就开始责备他，我说你不应该讲这些脏话，因为你是作为一个主的仆人，你不应该这么去讲。你作为一个在就是教会里面的人，你也不应该这么去说话。但是你为什么要讲这么多脏话呢？
Oh, he said, I never thought about that.
他说我从来没想过这个问题。
He didn't realize that if you're a servant of Jesus Christ, if you're working with the church of Jesus Christ, if you're a servant, you have got to live up to the high standards.
实际上他自己就并没有意识到这一点，就是如果你是一个主耶稣的仆人，如果你是在一个教会里做这样的服事的话，你对你的言行应该有一个很高的标准。
So, I guess I'm kind of encouraged by many things. One of the things that encourages me is this, that if you were to go to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on Saturday, you may very well find a man who cuts our lawns.
因为呢，有些事呢，对我来说，是非常令我受到鼓舞的。如果你星期六去16街教堂，你就会发现有一个人在那里剪草。
We pay him. He doesn't come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We pay him for cutting the lawn to make the place look respectable.
因为他根本就不来我们圣灭之教会，但是我们付钱请他来为我们教堂周围的草坪剪草，这样呢，让我们的教堂看起来，教会周围看起来比较好。
But if you were to say to him, excuse me, Mr. Lawnmower Operator, but could you please tell me how to get to heaven?
所以呢，如果你去跟他交谈，你说那个剪草机先生，如果你能不能告诉我怎样可以去到天堂？
He'd give you as good an answer on Saturday afternoon as you'd get from the chapel on Sunday morning.
因为他会给你一个很好的答案，就像你在星期天早晨得到的答案是一样。
He lives the way every servant of the Lord should live because he represents Jesus just as the preacher.
因为他呢，生活，他的所有的生活方式就像一个服侍主耶稣基督的人那样去生活，所以他所有的标准就像一个讲道人那样去标准。
Now it just so happens that his grandfather used to come to the chapel. He was a member of our congregation.
所以他的爷爷呢，通常呢来到我们十六届教会，他是我们十六届教会的一员。
But everyone who is involved in the work of God should have the character of the deacon as it's described here.
所以呢，每一个人呢，他如果是为了神去工作，去服侍神的话，他每一个人都应该有这样一个行为标准，行为言行标准，就像这里第八节里描述的对执事来说的标准一样的。
Similarly, every Christian should be a worker.
同样的呢，每一个基督徒呢都应该是一个工作的人。
So it's true that we are all deacons in this sense, or we aspire to be deacons, and therefore these characteristics are to be true of us.
所以呢，这个是真的，就是我们所有的人都是执事。所以呢，我们所有的人都有愿望去做执事。那么说呢，在这里讲到第十四个标准呢，就适合于我们每一个人。
So let's quickly just go down this list, similar to what we saw above. This is the list for the deacons. Number one, they are to be men worthy of respect.
那我们很快的来走过，把这个过一遍。第一个标准呢，他们应该是一个行为端庄的男人。
So people will say of you, well, I don't know you very well, but I respect you. The people who do know you, they respect you.
所以呢，有些人呢说我并不认识你，但是我尊重你。但是那些真的认识你的人呢，他也会说我尊重你。
About 10 years ago, I was knocking on doors in the chapel neighborhood. I went across the street, knocked on the door to speak to the lady in the house.
所以呢，几年前呢，他就在十六节教堂的附近呢，去敲门，挨个敲门，敲门去跟人说话。他正在敲一家的门。
I said to her, you don't know me, but I'm from the church across the street.
所以呢，然后他跟那个开门的妇女说呢，你不认识我，但是我从街对面的那个教堂来。She
said, yep, I know you.
他说我认识你。
I said, how do you know me?
你怎么认识我呢?
She says, I've lived in this neighborhood for years. I watch you every Sunday.
她说我在这个社区住了很多年，我每个星期都能看到你。
She says, I see you people coming and going into the church every week, every week.
我看你们那些人呢，从教堂里进来出去，每一个星期都那么做。
I said, well, that's very nice. And then she said, you know, I respect all you people.
我说这个太好了。但是她跟我说，她说你知道吗？我尊重你，尊敬你们所有的人。She
just saw the way we were friendly toward one another.
这就是看到我们互相之间那种友好的那种方式。She
just saw that we were faithful in the work that we were doing. We were there every Sunday and a lot of other times too.
他也看到了我们这些人做神的工的那种信实，那种诚实，因为他每次都看到我们在星期天或者在其他天来教堂做工。And
so if we're going to serve the Lord, we've got to be worthy of respect. We've got to do things in such a way that the people will respect us for it.
因为如果我们要做执事呢，我们每个人都要有一个行为的端庄的行为，这样呢，其他的人呢可以尊敬我们。We're
to be not indulging in much wine.
所以呢，也不应该喝太多的酒。We're
not to be pursuing dishonest gain.
我们也不贪不义之财。
Some people are always looking out how they can get another dollar.
很多人，有些人呢，他总是想他怎么样再多赚另外一块钱。
I heard of a man who used to go to small towns. When he went there, they said, "Oh, he's back in town. Lock up your money."
现在我看见一个人。 他通常呢，他去一个小镇，当他去到那个小镇的时候呢，那个小镇人说：“哦，这个人来了，赶紧把你的钱袋看紧了。” Christians
must never be engaged in things that would result in dishonest gain.
因为基督徒呢，永远不要卷入在那种去赚不义之财的那个事上。
They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience.
所以呢，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
And so we've got to make sure that in everything we're doing it in the fear of the Lord with a clear conscience.
所以我们要确保我们做的每一件事都是在敬畏神的基础上有一颗纯洁的良心。
And now, if a man is to get an official position, if he's going to be elevated to some particular job that is going to be recognized by others, then he must first of all be tested to make sure that he really is a solid believer.
因为呢，实际上呢，如果这个人呢，他要是做某种官方的职位，就是说他被放在一个职位上，让其他的人都知道他是代表着教会来做这样的事的话，这些人要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
So you can't just say I'm a Christian, therefore I'll do the job. You've got to be tested to prove that you can do the job.
因为你不能这样，你就说我是个基督徒，所以我要做这样一种工作。所以你先要受试验，试验能够证明呢，你有能力做那样的工作。
So in the church there are many jobs, many of which are jobs of high responsibility. Not anybody can do them. We have to be tested to show that we are worthy of work like that.
因为呢，也在教会里呢，有很多不同的工作要做。有些工作呢，也是有很大的、很高的责任的。所以要做这样的工作的那样的人呢，他们首先要被试验，然后来证明他们能够担得起这样的责任去做这样的工作。
All right, and verse 11 says, in the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, temperate, trustworthy in everything.
所以第十一节说，女执事原文做女人也是如此，必须端章，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。
So these high standards are both for the men and for the women.
你这里讲到的呢，是这样的，标准是对男女实用，同样实用。
In particular, the women are to be worthy of respect, just like the men.
因为同样的呢，那个女人呢，又要像男人一样端正。
They're not to be malicious talkers. Women sometimes talk too much. Men sometimes as well. But women especially are prone to talking, and they could talk malicious, not kind, not helpful, but complaining and destructive words. You can't do that and be a servant of God.
实际上呢，他不说谗言。谗言通常呢，女人呢，他们的话太多；有时候男人呢，他也话太多。但通常呢，女人是话太多的例子比较多。所以呢，这个多余的话呢，通常是一些不好的话，通常是一些谗言。所以呢，如果你去服侍神、做神的工呢，你就不应该说那样的话。
They must be temperate, which means self-controlled.Not given to extremes.
所以实际上是要有节制，就是要清醒，你必须有自制能力。
And they must be trustworthy in everything.
因为他们在凡事呢要忠心。
That means that you can trust them to come up with the right answer to do the right work.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说你必须相信他。他能够去做正确的事，去说正确的话。
Proverbs 31 tells us about the woman who is a good wife for a man.
因为箴言谈到呢，一个妇女是一个男人的一个好的妻子。
And the verse that explains that in Proverbs 31 is this. It says, her husband safely trusts in her.
因为实际上呢，在箴言的那个31章里讲到的呢，说她的丈夫是非常的安全的去相信她的。
So we had a family like that, and my father would say, you ask your mother, she will give you a good answer.
在我们的家呢，通常就这样的。当我们去问我们的父亲的时候呢，我们父亲说，你去问你的妈妈，她会给你好的答案。
My father, our father, trusted that our mother would say and do the right thing.
所以他们的父亲呢，相信他们的母亲呢，会说会做正确的事。
So if somebody comes to 16th Avenue Gospel with a chapel, but sorry, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel with a question, who should answer the question?
有些人呢，来到16th教会呢，带着问题来的，说，他如果有问题，谁应该去回答他的问题？
Oh, pretty much anybody.
当然每个人都可以回答他的问题。
So if there are 5 people at the chapel and you ask the 5 people the same question, what would you expect?
如果在教堂里有5个人，你问那5个人一个同样的问题，你希望他们给出怎么样的答案？
You'd expect to get the same answer from each of the 5 people, wouldn't you?
所以你希望呢，5个人给你同样的答案，你是不是那样的？
And you would expect that the answer from each of the 5 people would be the same answer that Jesus would have given.
所以你也会期望呢，这5个人给出的答案呢，如果是也是主耶稣会给你的答案。
And so the woman in the assembly is to be trustworthy in everything. She brings the same character of Jesus that everybody else brings to the chapel. That's God's objective.
实际上呢，这个女人呢，她就是要凡事忠心，她们要带出来，在教会里，如果 把主耶稣基督的品格给带出来，所有的人都会知道这个是从主来的。
All right, verse 12 says a deacon must be the husband of but one wife. And, go ahead.
所以第12节说，执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫。
And he must manage his children and his household well.
要好好管理儿女和自己的家。
There's much to be done in the assembly, and you would expect it to be done in a wise way, just as the man would run his own personal affairs in a wise way, both in his family and in his business.
所以呢，在教会里有很多事儿都要有个通过合理的去管理解决。 就像一个人管理自己的事儿一样，也要合理的、顺利的把这个事情管理好。
Now, verse 13 says, those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
第13节说呢，因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步。
So, if you want to get a good job, you're probably going to have to get a good reputation and a good recommendation.
如果你想要得到一个好的工作，你必须有一个好的名声，你必须有一个好的推荐人。
All right. And so, what you've got is in the church, you've got an opportunity to serve that will give you a good reputation based on good experience anywhere.
实际上呢，你如果在教会里做服事呢，在你的那个好的行为上给你一个好的名声的话，这样的好的名声呢，就会让你在其他的任何地方都会有一个好的名声。
Alright, so the wording in the King James Version is not exactly as this. This is what it says in the King James Version. It says, they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good reward. That's that last line, Roy. Purchase to themselves a good reward.
实际上呢，这个国王钦定版呢，它的那个组词跟我们这个的是不一样。实际上他在那里讲的呢，那些他们在做善做执事的呢，他们实际上给自己买到了一个好的奖赏。
Okay, and that's not what it says. It says purchase to themselves a good degree.
因为这他说的刚才讲的，他说的是买到的，现在这里不是说买到的一个好的奖赏，是一个好的那个就是那个叫什么来着，叫那个证书。
So when I was a student's age, I went to university and I got a degree. It was a good degree.
因为当他还是年轻时候，他去大学里去，大学里呢，他得到了一个毕业证，一个很好的毕业证。
I'd been there for 4 years. I graduated with pretty good grades. I had a good degree.
实际上他在那里学了四年，学了四年呢，他呢学到了很多东西，他得到了一个很好的那个证书，就学位呢。
There was only one problem.
只有一个问题。
Nobody wanted to hire me.
没有人要雇佣他。
Okay. Now, at the same time, I was working for the Lord Jesus at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and in other ways.
因为在同时呢，他当时也在十六届教会为主工作，用另外一种方式。
In retrospect, the degree that I earned by working at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel was far more valuable than the degree that I earned from the University of British Columbia.
因为实际上呢，当时呢，他在十六届教会为了神工作所得到的那个学位呢，是远远好过他在 UBC 得到的那个学位。
And I've used what I learned in the degree that I got from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, I've used that far more than the information I learned when I went to UBC.
因为他在十六届教会学到的这个学问呢，他在他的人生中呢，用的远远超过他在 UBC 所得到的那个学位。
So the question is, you want a good degree? Start working for Jesus.
所以问题就是呢，你想得到一个好的学位，你就会开始为主工作。
Several years ago, there were people who were in the employee business, the employing business. They were the human relations recruiters in their companies.
实际上呢，几年前呢，有几个人呢，他们在他们那个公司里是在人力资源部工作，他们的工作就是招募新的员工到他们公司去。
Many of them said, we won't hire anybody who comes from British Columbia. We'll hire people from Alberta, from Saskatchewan, or from Manitoba. But we won't hire people from British Columbia.
那他们中间有一个人说呢，就是我们不会雇佣任何从 UBC 毕业的人，但是呢，我们会雇佣从阿尔伯特，我们可以雇佣从萨省，可以雇佣从其他的省份来的人。
Other people said, why would you do something foolish like that?
另外一个人呢，这个说你为什么有这么愚蠢的想法？
And they said, well, you know, most of the people from Alberta, Saskatchewan and Manitoba have lived on a farm and they know how to work.
他说那个很多人呢在阿尔伯特和在那个沙省和在曼尼托巴的呢那来的人呢他们是在一个农场工作他们很了解农场。
But the people who grew up in British Columbia, all they really know about is going swimming and playing golf.
因为在BC 省工作的住的人呢他们所有学会的就是到海里去游泳打高尔夫。
All right. And I heard about another employer in the United States.
我听到另外一个雇主在美国。
He said, I will only employ university graduates if they were involved in competitive sports.
所以呢他就说呢我只雇用那些从大学毕业里的如果他们参加过那些对抗的运动。
And they said to him, why would you only do that?
他们对他说为什么你就只那么做呢
And he said, because they are trained to win.
他说因为他们被训练成一定要赢的那样的。
And he said, working in this company, we only want people who are going to win.
所以如果谁要在我们这个公司工作呢我们只要需要那些想要赢的人。
So, would you like a good degree?
你想要得到一个好的学位吗
?Would you like a good degree that's going to lead to a good job and lots of money?
你想要一个好的学位然后让你可以找到一个好的工作可以赚很多钱吗
?And the answer is yes, and if that's the case, then you serve Jesus in the assembly as a servant and God will prepare you for great things.
因为答案就是呢如果你是这样的你就在十六节教会你为神工作为神工作呢神会给你预备好一个很大的奖赏给你。
What university did Peter graduate from?
那彼得是从哪一个大学毕业的呢
He served the Lord as a disciple for 3 years.
所以他服侍主作为一个门徒来做了三年。
What about Andrew and Philip and Matthew and all the rest of them?
那其他的安德鲁 Matthew 还有其他的那些人会怎么样呢
They got a good degree from Jesus.
他们也从主耶稣基督那里得到了一个好的学
位。On the basis of that degree, they grow to many things.
所以他们因为有了那样一个学位，所以他们在很多事上都成长得很快。
But also, they get great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
所以同样的，他们在基督里的信心上大有胆量。
How do you know it works?
你怎么知道这个会有效呢?
And you ask me, how do I know preaching the gospel works?
你如果问我,你说,你怎么知道讲福音,有效呢?
And I will say, well, I served the Lord when I was in high school. It worked then.
所以你问我，我就说我在高中的时候，我去服侍神，那就有用。从那开始
，I served the Lord when I went to university, and I can show you the results of my labor. Then I couldn't get a job when I graduated, but there were souls who got saved along the way.
那实际上呢，你可以说呢，我可以告诉你，我在大学的时候呢，我在大学呢也得到个学位，但是。毕业后我找不到工作但是我在邻居在我们的邻居社会工作的时候呢有些灵魂得救了我可以告诉你这个。
Do you want to have boldness in the work of Jesus Christ? Boldness in your faith. How do you get it? You work as a servant of the Lord today. You'll be bold tomorrow.
因为你要从那个你的信心上和你的服事上得到胆量，你怎么做呢？你今天开始你就去服事主，去服事神，然后你终有一天你就会有明天，你就会有胆量去传道和在信心上有胆量。
One of my friends, I keep telling you stories about my life. One of my friends, when I was in high school, he was very, very wise and knowledgeable in the Bible.
因为我一直跟大家讲我自己的故事。其实我有一个朋友，一个朋友在高中的时候呢，他呢，在那个圣经读圣经的，在圣经的知识上方面。非常的聪明，也非常的有见解。
If you were to ask him a question about the Bible, he would give you a very good answer very quickly.
如果你问他一个关于圣经的问题，他就会给你一个非常好的答案，而且很快的给出。
If you were to ask me about his future, I would say he's got a brighter future as a Christian.Than anybody who I've gone to school with.
因为如果你问他的将来，我就说呢，他得到了一个非常的光明的将来。作为基督徒来说，作为我所有的在高中认识的基督徒来说。
The only problem was that whenever anybody asked him to do some work, he said no.
所以呢，如果唯一的问题是呢，是如果谁要他去做工，他就说我不做。
I couldn't figure it out when I was in high school. I say, well, couldn't you help us do this? No, no. Couldn't you help us do that? No, no. He wouldn't work.
因为在高中的时候呢，我就一直想不出来，你想不出来，那为什么呢？因为你问他，你说你帮我做这，他说我不做。你说你去把那做了，他说我不做，他就不想做工。
So, he never really did get a degree as a servant because he didn't work.
因为他从来没有真正的得到一个学位，作为那个服侍的人来说，因为他不去工作。
He didn't work in high school.
在高中他不工作。
He didn't work in university.
在大学他也不工作。
He's just as old as me and he hasn't worked in the work of God at any time in his life.
因为现在跟他年龄一样大，但这个人呢，从来没有在他的一生中从来没有做过神的工。
And you ask him about the Christian faith today and he isn't even sure whether he believes it.
因为如果你问他今天他信不信，他自己连他自己都不确定他到底信不信。
He doesn't have boldness in the faith. He doesn't have assurance in his faith. He was too lazy.
因为他在他的信心里呢没有胆量，他在他的服事里呢也没有胆量，因为他太懒。
Okay, I can see that pretty clearly after 60 years.
60年以后我可以看得非常清楚这一点。
Is it important to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes.
因为作为主耶稣基督的仆人是不是非常重要？答案是肯定的，当然。
So find out what it is you can do and do it for Jesus. And when you're finished, you'll get a new degree.
因为找到你可以为主耶稣基督做什么，当你做完了以后呢，你就会得到一个新的学位。
So you'll have lots of letters after your name.
所以呢，在很多的那个后面呢，都会有你的名字。
Alright, we're going to carry on to verse 14. It says, although I hope to come to you soon, I'm writing these instructions so that if I'm delayed,You will know how the people of God ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God. The pillar and foundation of the truth.
第四节说，我指望快到你们那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我当言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Okay, so you want to know how to behave yourself in the church? Want to be an upstanding member at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel? What do? You read 1 Timothy and you say, Lord, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do.
因为你像要在16节教会里你要有一个好的言行，你要作为一个杰出的仆人。那么你怎么做呢？你去读提摩太前书第三章，你把第三章所有的读了，你就跟主说，你说主啊，这就是我想要成为的那样的人。
So people say, what is 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
所以有些人说呢，那个16间教会是什么？
And there are many answers to the question, but I think I like this one the best.
所以呢，我认为有很多的答案，但是我最喜欢的答案是这个答案。
It is the church.Of the living God.
它是那个永活的神的教会。
I'd like people to be able to walk down the street and say, I don't understand everything, but what goes on in that building is the activity of the living God, the God who's alive in 2021.
那实际上呢，想一个人他从街上经过的时候呢，他说我不知道在这里是什么，但是我知道这个教会呢，它是一个永活的活着的神的教会，这个神在2021年仍然活着的。
It's God's household.
这是家神的家里。
It means that's where God lives.
这个意思就是神住的地方。
What kind of a God is he? He's the living God.
这个神是什么样的神呢？他是一个活的神。
How would we know? Well, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is to be like a pillar.
所以我们怎么知道16节教会就像一个柱石那样呢？
Okay, some of you have been to London, England.
所以你们有些人可能去过英国的伦敦。
And I think it's in Trafalgar Square. There's a great tall pillar with a statue on top of it. I'm not sure whether it's Lord Nelson or who it is, but you've got this huge pillar right in the center of London.
如果你到伦敦去呢，在伦敦的市中心有个叫 Trafalgar 的一个广场。在广场中间呢有一颗很大的柱子，柱子上有个雕像，他不确定那个雕像是那个叫 Lord Nelson 还是其他的人，反正这个柱子非常的大。
Just about everybody who goes there sees the pillar and they say, what's that all about? I think the answer is, it's in honor of Lord Nelson who defeated the Spanish Armada.
所以呢，实际上呢，每个人走到那里去呢，说这里立这么大个柱子干嘛？但是呢，他们肯定知道的一件事，这个呢，就是给那个叫 Lord Nelson 他打败当年的西班牙人的，给他的立的一个荣誉的柱子。
Now, it's not the building, but it is the people of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.Who are to shine and be outstanding like a pillar of truth in our day.
实际上呢，是我们十六节教会的所有的人，并不是十六节教堂这个建筑物，是我们所有的人，我们做出的杰出的工作，就像我们所有的人，就像这一个闪耀的荣誉的柱子。在这个世界上立在那里一样。
That's the way it should be. There are two men that I know of who have been in fellowship at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel down through many years.
所以呢，这就是我们应该成为这样的。有两个人我是知道，他们一直以来呢都是来十六届教会和我们团契的。
They both have this story.
他们两个人都有同样的故事。
It goes like this. When they first became Christians or became interested in the truth of God, they went to the congregation that they were attending and said, we want to know these answers to our questions.
实际上呢，这两个人呢，当他们刚开始对神的真理感兴趣，或者刚开始他们成为基督徒的，成为信徒的时候呢，他们来到一个教堂，他们去问当时那里的会众说，我们有这样一个问题，你们给我怎样的答案？
The people said, we don't know the answer.
所以那个那里的人却说，我们不知道答案。
And they said, well, if this church can't give me the answer, is there anywhere I can go to get the answer?
如果你们这个教会不能给我答案，那有没有其他的教会可以给我们答案？
And one man was told, you go to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And the other man was told, you go to another church that is like 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And then he moved to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel a few years later.
所以其中一个人呢，他们告诉他你去十六届教会，另外一个人呢，告诉你去另外一个教会，和十六届教会是类似的，就是过了一段时间以后呢，他们就来到十六届教会。
We want to be a great pillar for the truth of God. People should be able to say, if you want to know the truth, you speak to the people there. You speak to my friend, she goes there. You speak to him, he goes there. The people at the church of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, they are pillars of the truth.
因为呢，我们要成为那样的一个伟大的一个柱石，真理的柱石，就是说当人们他们想要知道神的真理的时候，他们就说，哎，你去问那个人，那个女士，她是去十六届教会的，你去问那个男人，他也是去十六届教会的。我们要成为一个像这样的啊，一个神的真理的一个巨大的柱石。
Would you pray with us that we will be that? That's what we want to be. That's what we're told to be.
比如说你会和我们一起祷告吗？祷告我们要成为那样的一个教会，这就是我们应该成为那样的教会，这就是我们被告知要成为的那样的一个教会。
Now we're to be a pillar of the truth, but we're also to be a foundation of the truth.
所以我们要成为真理之柱石，同样呢要成为真理的根基。
And what's the difference between a pillar and a foundation?
你柱子和那个根基有什么区别呢？
Well, you can push a pillar over eventually.
所以呢，这个柱子你可以把它推倒，从最终的。
But you can't push a foundation over very easily.
但是对一个根基来说，你不可能不是很容易把它推倒推翻的。
And we want to be committed to the truth of God with such a solid foundation that the pillar will continue to stand. And even if it's pushed over, the foundation is still there. We'll build another pillar.
因为我们要成为这样的一个教会的根基，我们教会要成为这样的一个根基。这样的根基呢，就是说那个柱子会立在这个根基，不是那么容易被推倒的。就算是说那个柱子被推倒了，我们仍然可以从这样的一个根基上再建立另外一个柱子。
All right, then the last verse. And we'll just close with that today. It says, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. That's why we've got a tall pillar. A strong foundation. The world doesn't understand it. We've got to teach them. And then these marvelous five things that happen. Number one, God appeared in a body. God was justified or vindicated by the Spirit. Number three, he was seen of angels. He was preached on, priest among the Gentiles. He was believed on in the world, taken up to glory. Six things that happened. That is our foundation. That's the truth that we're preaching. Six wonderful things.
第六件事就是大灾近前的奥秘，奥秘就是我们是真理的柱石和根基，所以无人不以为然，就是神的肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接到荣耀里，这就是六件事，这六件事呢，就是我们要成为真理的柱石和根基的基础。
All right, the first one is this. God appeared in a body. That is absolutely amazing.
第一件事呢，就是神在肉身显现，这是绝对神奇的。
God made the stars.
神造了星星。
God made the flowers.
神造了那个花。
God gave us the sun to shine and the snow in the winter.
神呢，在给了我们一个太阳，照着照亮光，在冬天里给了我们雪。
There's no one who can imagine how great our God is.
没有人可以想象得出来我们的神有多么的伟大。
And he appeared one day in a body.
有一天他却来到了一个肉身里面。
Can you marvel? Can you wonder at the babe of Bethlehem who made it all? That's the God we worship. That's the truth that we stand upon. Great mystery. How marvelous.
你觉得神奇吗? 你感到惊奇吗? 他有一天那个 创造了一切的神，却来到了伯利恒的一个马槽里，一个肉身里和我们在一起。这就是神的神奇和伟大。Number
two, that God was justified, vindicated by the Spirit.
第二件呢，这个神呢被圣灵称义了。
The Spirit of God working in and through Jesus, the result was that everything that God did was declared to be righteous, perfect, just, honorable.
实际上呢，这个圣灵呢，通过主耶稣基督的肉身来在行事，这样的呢，他行的每一件事都是被称为义。
Many people who've lived have had the foolishness to believe that they could tell God where he was wrong.
因为很多人呢，非常愚蠢的，他活着这样的一个人生哲学，他觉得他可以告诉神，神做错了什么事儿。
And Jesus put the end to all that nonsense. God says, you've seen Jesus, and I am not wrong. He did everything right in Jesus, and through Jesus, he laid the foundation for everything to be put right in the history of the universe.
就是这样呢，主耶稣基督终结了这一切的胡说八道。他说，神说呢，你去看看主耶稣，你看着主耶稣呢，你知道我所做的一切没有错误的。 我从来不会做错的任何一件事，所以在整个宇宙里，我立定了这样的根基和柱石，就是神是永远的真理。In
Jesus, God was seen by the angels.
所以在主耶稣里面，神被天使看见了。Okay,
that basically says that the angels had been serving God for hundreds, and thousands, and millions of years, and they'd never seen him.
所以呢，就是说呢，这里说明呢，这些天使们呢，他们很多年，甚至几百年、几百万年间， 他一直服侍着神的时候呢，但他们从来没有看见过神。
And as they watched him walking through Galilee and doing his miracles, they would say to one another, look, there's our God. That's what God's doing. That's what God's doing. He was seen of the angels. You can understand why all heaven rejoiced when Jesus was born.
实际上呢，当那些天使们看见主耶稣基督在加利利海边行走，在加利利海边行神迹的时候，那些天使们会这样说，看了看了，这是我们的神，我们的神现在在显神迹了。这就是为什么主耶稣基督出生在伯利恒的时候，天上的天使都在欢呼。
And then Jesus was preached among the Gentiles, and you and I say, hallelujah, because the gospel came to me.
因为当主耶稣基督开始为对外邦人讲道的时候呢，你和我都说哈利路亚，因为神来到了我这里。
He was believed on in the world.
所以你要相信神的话。
That means that when we get to heaven, we're going to see people who believed him from all over the world because of the pillar and the foundation of the truth. And the men of God and the women of God and the boys and the girls have taken the news of Jesus everywhere. And hallelujah, it's a mystery, but it's true. Jesus has believed on in all parts of the world, out of every tribe. And kindred and nation, there will arise those to praise him in that day.
所以这个呢，就被世人信服呢。这个意思就是说，当你到了天堂的时候呢，你会看见从世界各地、世界各个地方的大人小孩，他们来到天堂里面，你就会说：“哈利路亚！”神的道已经传遍了世界的每一个角度，这世界上。每一个角落，每一个地方，都会有人来到天堂，感谢神。
What's the conclusion?
什么是结论？
Jesus is taken up in glory.
结论就是主耶稣被接在荣耀里。
That began when he went up from the Mount of Olives into heaven at the day of his ascension. He was taken up in glory.
这是他呢在他上到那个橄榄山上的时候，然后他在显现的40天以后，他被接到天上去，接到荣耀里。
Psalm 24 looks at it from the other end. Acts 2, he's taken up. Acts 1, he's taken up into glory from the earth. Psalm 24 looks at him as he comes into glory, into heaven. What a fabulous story.
实际上呢，有很多地方都说明了，在使徒行传里的第一章里，他是被接到荣耀里面去。在诗篇34篇里说，他也进到荣耀里去的，是一个多么神奇的，多么一个美丽的故事。
The Bible says there's coming a day when every I shall see him, and all the world will proclaim that he is king to the glory of God.
实际上圣经呢说呢，到时候每一双眼睛都会看到他，每一次都会欢呼，他就是荣耀的主。
And I told some of you about the lovely hymn that I listened to a few days ago entitled, I Want to Be There.
所以呢，实际上呢，他告诉有些人他一个赞美诗，那个名字就叫我要去那里。
I Want to Be There when they crown him King of Kings.
所以呢，我要在那个地方，当他们给他加冕为万王之王的时候。
I want to be there when the court of heaven rings.
因为我要在那里当天堂的那个幕帘升起的时候。
What is 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
所以16街教会是什么呢?
It's the house of the living God.
是什么?
It is the church of the living God.
是活的神的房子，是活的神的教会。
And it is the pillar and ground, the pillar and the foundation of all this glorious truth.
所以呢，它是一个柱子和根基。 是这所有的荣耀的真理的柱子和根基。
Are we going to behave ourselves in the house of God?
因为在我们的神的家里要好好的注意自己的言行。
Well, we're going to try to live for Jesus in order that this glorious truth can get out to the world, to the ends of the world.
因为我们要活出神的真理来，这样呢，这样的。 荣耀呢，就会传遍世界的各地，到世界的最末端的地方。All right,
our time is more than gone, and I apologize for carrying you over a little bit today. We've got a good message to tell to the nations.
所以今天呢，他有点抱歉，那个时间超得太多了，他把大家留的时间带长了。但是我们呢，有一个很美的真理要传给世界各国。
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for all that you've done for us.
主啊，我们非常感恩您在我们身上所行的一切。
Imagine this great truth not only being revealed to us, but being delivered to us that we might tell others.
所以呢，想象一下这样的真理，不光是送给我们了。 这样我们可以活出来，这样我们也可以把这样的真理传给其他的人。
We are thankful today, Lord. We look to you for much blessing.
我们非常感恩，今天我们寻求您，寻求呢，最大的福气。
Help us, we pray, as we carry on to serve you in our own simple, feeble way, but by the greatness and power of Jesus and the Spirit of God.
所以呢，帮助我们去服侍您。服侍您呢，就是不是让我们用我们自己虚弱小的方式，而是借着主耶稣基督和神的圣灵的大能来帮助我们去服侍您。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Roy, and thank you all.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roy.
Tonight, Josh George is going to be preaching to us tonight. Josh George. So we'll see you tonight.
那个Josh George今天晚上他会讲到那个有很多小孩的那个 Josh。
Thank you. See you tonight.
Thanks. See you later. Lord bless you.
Lord bless you.
God bless you
Harold.
Too.
Thank you, Narissa.
That's very good. Narissa, hiding in the woodwork again. That's very good.
Bye-bye. Have a good afternoon, Harold.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what we will do by God's grace.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Harold.
你那个能打、能下载、能看的吗？那个链接。
我还没有看，你又重新发了是吧？
我是发的星期天的，你去试一下。好的，我试一下。因为到星期四我就会删掉了。哦。一般只保留三天，因为那个云的空间有限。
嗯，好的，我再试一下。
你今天晚上会过来吗？
我会去的。
你去下载，去打开一下，如果可以，如果不行，你再晚上再告诉我。
好的，谢谢。
好，谢谢你们。
再见。
拜拜。